and telling us what it means. It's absolute folly. And they think they're, because they're smart, they can do it. Look, I'm smart, and I know this, that when I studied the Word before, I didn't get it. But when the Spirit of God came, I did. That's the power of the Spirit of God. So now I see the Word the way most people see. Fools see the Word. The smart people don't see it like this way. They may be smart, but they don't have the gifts of God. Without the Spirit of God, these things, they always get them wrong. And you see it, they go back to traditions, and they follow traditions and orthodoxy and so on and so forth. That's why I don't look back to Azusa Street. I don't look back to the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. For my experience, though, I might look back to the 70s because that's when I was born. I look to my own life experience and to this Word and the Spirit of God which came into me. And so I know a lot of people think that's not the way to do it. I can't help it because it's like this is the wisdom that God gave me. And this is the way I gotta follow. What am I gonna? I can't go against. I would have to violate the conscience, my own conscience, to follow those men. And I, you know, I used to. What am I gonna do? Go back to those things which I know are false? Well, what do you? How you think you know so much? I don't think I know it as I ought to know it. Unfortunately, they don't realize that they don't know it the way they ought to know it. You consider the fact that, you know, most denominations, what do people ever like really study the Word? No, they go to schools where they instruct them in what their organization teaches. An organization is profoundly anti-spiritual. That's why all the biggest reforms in history came from individuals. Luther, you know. Problem is, people went Luther and then they said, okay, we got to make an organization out of Luther. He was just one guy. Lived only a certain amount of time. And he got, you know, he was in a big mess. And he got a little bit away from the hypocrisy and lies that was in his time. But then people codified all his errors. And they made a church out of it. I can't follow stuff like that. I can't. For those who can, then do it. You're obviously, there's no way you're going to be following what I teach. And maybe you're right, you know? I'll be the first to admit, yeah. Surely. I could be wrong, but I'd never know it. I'll tell you this. I've been wrong before, and I do know it now. And I expect to continue in that. I never feel like I know it all. I'm willing to change. Thing is, I'm not going to go back. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go back to what I used to believe. Except it was something maybe very young that I rejected in folly that I should go back to. So I should return to the truth. Well, the things I've rejected now, I know why. And constantly, I mean, you go in the scriptures and you polish and you refine and you purge out leaven. That's why I study the scriptures, is to purge out the leaven, to get things straight, to put it through my mind one more time. Everything that was said. There are maybe so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. There are all kinds of voices in the world. Phonos, sounds. I mean, you got birds, and you got bees. I don't know if he meant birds and bees, or if he meant human languages or what, but there's so much sound out there. It all has some sort of meaning. You know, a tree fell in the woods. Car had an accident. You know, someone's knocking on the door. Every sound has some sort of signification. No, I went back a verse. I like that though. Interestingly, voices is phonos, and without signification is aphonon. There's so many voices, sounds in the world, none of them is literally soundless. But I guess the idea being it has some sort of meaning to it. That's why I'm going to take it. Because he says immediately about, you know, you got to know the meaning. Now, if I know not the meaning of the voice, the word meaning is interesting because it's dunamis, which is usually translated power. In the sense of power meaning like dynamite, like dynamic power, like intrinsic power. I shall be to him that speaketh a barbarian, and him that speaketh shall be a barbarian to me. We covered that. Why say that if that's the whole point? Therefore, even so, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, it's not a spiritual gift to speak other languages. It's just something, you know, Paul spoke many languages, but that isn't the same thing as speaking with tongues. Seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. I'll tell you what, speaking foreign languages could really build up the church. Speaking in tongues doesn't. It builds you up. See, that's another thing. How does speaking in foreign languages build up you any different than just speaking normal? It says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. How would speaking in a foreign language edify you? Like, in a way that would be distinctive. You know, I could say, oh, okay, yeah, you're sitting there talking to yourself in German in the midst of the English congregation. But there's nothing special about that. That would be like, I could go speaking my language, English, to some church in another country, right? And just sit there talking, and I'm edifying myself by just talking to myself? It just, is my spirit praying? So when I was in America, my spirit wasn't praying, it was my mind. But when I go to Africa, it's my spirit now because no one understands me. It just doesn't, honestly, as someone who used to see it the other way, it doesn't cut it. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue, or in a tongue, pray that he may interpret. Why? Because that would edify people, if you could interpret the tongues. Especially if that's your gift, again, not just because you got the Holy Ghost.